As Cole observed, he was the very top of the racetrack from the first lap of this race. Now he works the bottom side, taking that spot away from Bowman. And, Pat, he's got a strong race car at the outset.
Yeah, Bowman drops back about a car length or so behind Bubba as Bubba enters turn number three right now. You're right, got a good-looking race car. Looks pretty fast so far.
It's camouflage. He's kind of sneaking up on people right now. Now he'll try to sneak up on the back bumper of Austin Dillon. Dillon now running 12th with Wallace in the 13th spot.
Dillon qualifying much better than his teammate Kyle Busch, trying to maintain a position just outside the top 10. Trying to find clean air. Bubba Wallace moves up to the top side and will narrow that gap.
Battle for the lead now. Christopher Bell has gotten right to the bumper of Denny Hamlin, making about three car lengths separate those two as Hamlin tries to work around the 51 car.
As expected, Justin Haley not making it easy at all for Denny Hamlin. Christopher Bell says, thank you very much. I'll try it. He goes way to the top. Looks like we may be three wide off turn number two. It's a twofer for Christopher Bell. He'll go by Hamlin and Haley.
Wow, what a move. Bold to the outside, makes the pass, takes the lead. Christopher Bell picks up where he left off last weekend. He's going to lead here at Nashville all four.
Well, Justin Haley just got dropped from the Christmas card list from Denny Hamlin right there. Made things tough on Denny Hamlin. Hamlin not able to bypass him, and Christopher Bell is Rob Albright described, decided to go up and get both of them at the exit of turn number two a lap ago. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Just 17 laps into the Ally 400 here at Nashville Super Speedway. Top five read like this. It's Christopher Bell with a half-second lead over Denny Hamlin. Then Brad Keselowski, Kyle Larson, and Tyler Reddick.
Can you handle the smoke? Then Toyota Racing wants you. Not the kind of smoke wafting from the grill on race days. Smells good. Kind of smoke from Victory Donuts. Drifting less than a hair's width from walls and blasting off to the tune of 300 miles per hour plus. If the smoke smells inviting, we're looking for you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
Napa! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!
Want more unfiltered NASCAR analysis? Well, visit our YouTube channel at GoPRN Live. There you'll find expert opinions, race breakdowns, and much more from our great lineup of studio programming. Like and subscribe to GoPRN Live today. We've got 70 laps to go in stage number one of the Ally 400 here at Nashville Super Speedway. We're just underway. Denny Hamlin led the first 16 laps. The last six laps and counting have gone to Christopher Bell. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Nashville Super Speedway. We're 23 laps into the Ally 400. Christopher Bell continues to lead Denny Hamlin.
Fifth place running Tyler Reddick has started this race with a couple of problems. While he does have a fast race car in the opening laps, he had smoke coming into the cockpit. They were not sure what it was. They checked from the outside to make sure it was nothing that was coming from the tailpipe. Well, in a way it was. It was actually a little bit of rubber buildup on the headers, and that was bringing some smoke into the car for Tyler Reddick. That has since burned off and dissipated. Another problem he has, on his digital dash, his lap time counter is not working. He asked his spotter, Nick Payne, to continue to read off lap times to him. That's something that he checks lap after lap, just what he's doing to run for that consistency. Right now, that's not working in his race car. Wendy Venturini, how about your end of pit road?
On this end, the only thing I've heard is negative feedback from any driver. It's nothing positive at this point, and I'll tell you who's having issues. Martin Truex Jr. running in 16th said his car is still not good. He wasn't happy yesterday in practice or qualifying. He qualified 17th, still running right around there, not happy with that. Another guy having some issues, Ryan Blaney, said his car is shaking anytime he touches the brakes. The brakes are shaking the car. It's been loose off turn four. The middle of the turns have been neutral. He started 18th. This is Ryan Blaney. He was able to pass a few cars, moved up to 15th, but some handling is definitely causing issues for Ryan Blaney. As for our leader, Christopher Bell, they reported to him that he was the fastest car on the racetrack, and Christopher Bell had no response. He has been very quiet, the leader of the race here at Nashville.
Thanks a lot, Wendy. Then Torini once again watching the charge of Bubba Wallace. He has picked up 12 spots. He started 24th. He has moved up to 12th. And Cole, you're watching him. You just said he's a guy that needs some points.
Yeah, I mean, he's a man on a mission right now. He was four wide on the start. He's driving into the corner deep. He's doing everything he can right now because he's in a points position. He's got to make the playoffs. So he's fighting for all he can get right now.
Again, want to remind you, he came into this race 13 points below the cut line, now getting underneath Austin Cindric. So now move Bubba Wallace up to the 11th spot. So he was 13 points behind Joey Logano for the last spot currently to make the points on, make the playoff on points. But you look at what's happened to Bubba Wallace lately. Only one top 10 the last nine races. That was when he finished seventh at Darlington. Five finishes of 20th or worse with three DNFs. Oh, yeah. Bubba Wallace needs something good to happen today.
Right now, he's tracking down pretty methodically Chase Elliott, Pat.
Yeah, he continues to get a good run through the corner here. Chase Elliott's a good 10 or 12 cars out in front of him, but he's gaining on him.
Bubba right now back to start-finish line, just about 10 car lengths behind Chase Elliott. Let's check in on pit road once again with Brad Gilley.
Doug, give you a little update on our defending race winner. Ross Chastain says his car is a little bit too tight. He's running 17th right now after starting this race in 20th. He says, even at half throttle, I'm too tight. What I want to do, and if I can do it, if I can break the back wheels loose, I can steer it. He's just not able to do it right now, just simply because when he turns that wheel to the left, that car still wants to go straight.
I'm watching two cars in the back of the pack just running each other hard. Kyle Busch and Joey Logano running 23rd, 24th. Busch just ahead of Joey. Just hard for me to picture these guys running that far deep in the pack.
Yeah, you certainly don't expect to see that. Of course, Busch has picked up five spots since the drop of the green. Now Logano goes to the bottom side. Kyle had just put the pass on Logano. Now Logano trying to reciprocate. So far down the back straightaway, Busch will hang on.
Can't quite get it done there, talking about Logano versus Busch. Into turn number three, Logano will go on the high side of the racetrack. Busch down at the bottom of the racetrack off four.
Nice little knot of cars, but they're well back in the pack here, and that includes Austin Dillon, Martin Truex Jr., and Chastain.
Yeah, we watched them off turn number two. Martin Truex Jr. got right to the back bumper of Blaney and kind of helped him around the car of Austin Dillon.
And they work their way down the backstretch. Now Dillon right in behind the Blaney car. Martin Truex Jr. now. Whoa, Austin Dillon goes way up almost. Cuts off. Truex had to check up to not wreck right there.
Blaney's 14th. Dillon doing what he can now to hold on to the 15th spot. Had a big slide job and a block of Martin Truex Jr. in turns three and four. He's back in one.
Well, that helped him save his position when Truex had to roll out of the throttle. Now Martin will go to the top side. Dillon will get him room down the back straightaway. And Pat, I think it's a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, no, he's going to get that done here in a second. He just needed to be really careful after seeing that Dillon's car would not hold the bottom. They're almost in the same spot they were a minute ago. This time Truex will get around him.
And what else is also a foregone conclusion, I believe, if we stay green, the way it looks now, Cole, it looks like Christopher Bell and Denny Hamlin are going to start putting a lot of cars a lap down. They're almost within catching distance of the back marker cars as they come across the start-finish line.
Yeah, and this is where Christopher Bell, he's going to start sweating it because he's going to have to start really making some passes on some lap down cars that really aren't that much slower than him. I mean, obviously they're running in the 30s, but it's really not that much of a time difference. So it's going to be tough for him to keep the lead over Denny Hamlin here.
The first three cars he's going to get to, two of them belong to Legacy Motor Club. John Hunter Nemechek in front of Eric Jones. Just behind Jones is Zane Smith. They are in danger now of going a lap down as Christopher Bell comes across the stripe, completes lap 35. That leaves 55 in stage one, and he's back in turn one.
And just a little bit, and the air will start to get dirty for race leader Christopher Bell. He's within about 15 car lengths of Zane Smith. Smith is trying to find his way around Eric Jones, so far unsuccessful in doing that.
I guarantee you they're going to race Christopher Bell awfully hard for this spot, and as Cole just said, that's probably going to bring Hamlin right into the middle of this. It's Bell right now, and he's still a good 15 car lengths of catching the back marker.
He's gaining about five car lengths a lap on the back marker cars, and that's Zane Smith, Eric Jones back there, and John Hunter Nemechek.
Zane Smith will go to the bottom of the racetrack. That forces Eric Jones up the banking. He's very, very high, almost to the light part of the gray near the outside wall. Smith will try to clear him going down the backstretch.
Got a couple cars hitting pit road. Alex Bowman is bringing his car in, watching again as the middle of turns three and four. Those cars are really trying to stay out in front of the leader, Christopher Bell.
Let's check in now with Wendy.
Kyle Busch will be the first car to hit the stall here on pit road at Nashville Super Speedway for our first chance. A green flag, pit stops at lap 37, four tires, and Sunoco fuel. He was feeling very uncomfortable with the race car. He started 27th and had not made a lot of progress at that point. Brad Gilley.
Alex Bowman had to drive all the way down to the end of pit road. He's in pit stall number two. Blake Harris gives him a four-tire change in Sunoco fuel. Austin Dillon, same thing. Here comes your defending race winner, Ross Chastain. He's got his Busch-like Chevy coming down to the pit road. He's going to pull it in. He'll get four tires and hopes to get freed up here on the racetrack. Wendy Venturini.
Austin Cindric is in for four tires. He said he felt pretty happy with his race car. He started off in the 10th position, also on pit road. Brad Keselowski, who's on pit road, he has been fairly happy with his race car as well. Brad Gilley, you have more coming your way.
And as more cars come down pit road, Riley Hurst is making his way down pit road right now as we see an early pit cycle happening here at Nashville Super Speedway. I can tell you that the crew is on the wall for Ty Gibbs as well. It looks like our pole-winning driver, Denny Hamlin's coming in, but Wendy Venturini, you've got the leader.
Christopher Bell comes to a stop. He's been very quiet on the radio. The tear-off on the windshield. The front tire comes around to us exactly where we're positioned. It's four tires. I know they made an air pressure adjustment, Brad Gilley.
Denny Hamlin is in his box right now. He's going to get a four-tire change and adjustment. Here comes Bubba Wallace, who was running in the 12th spot with his camouflage car. The car, Drew, is going around to the left side. Looks like they have a little bit of trouble on the right side. He is down and away. Wendy Venturini.
On pit road was Ryan Blaney. Chase Elliott also hit pit road. I know Ryan Blaney was loose off of turn four. We documented his handling issues for him. I know they made some adjustments. Also, Kyle Larson quoted as saying he was big time loose right before he hit pit road. I know they made those adjustments on pit road as well.
Ty Gibbs has inherited the lead. He's led the last two laps in this sequence of green flag pit stops. And now here is Ty Gibbs coming onto pit road. He brings the Interstate Batteries Toyota down to 45 miles per hour. Let's go to Brad Gilley.
Ty Gibbs says his car is just a little bit free off. He slides that Interstate Batteries Toyota into the service of his crew. Right side tires going on right now. They're going to pour the second can of Sunoco fuel in. Also coming in on this fifth cycle, Brian Priest come in. He got four tires of fuel. Wendy Venturini, what's happening on your side?
Martin Truex Jr. is on pit road. It's four tires and fuel for him. Martin Truex Jr. not too comfortable with his race car. Also, Chase Briscoe came down pit road. It's four tires for Chase Briscoe. Sunoco fuel. Have not heard any feedback on Chase Briscoe, so we do know they made an air pressure adjustment as I watched the tire guys on that pit stop.
And we still got a lot of cars that have decided not to come on pit road. Tyler Reddick, William Byron, Truex just did, so he'll go there. And Cole, it seems this feels a little early for these cars to be pitting. They started pouring on in at about lap 34, 35. Is that tires? And they just had to get these cars corrected?
Well, I think everybody's just pushing the limit so much on how far you can short pit it, because it gives you track position. You're able to make those fast lap times, then you pass a few guys, and it's hard for people to pass you back with how the dirty air is. So everybody's just really pushing the limit, and when that one guy pits early, everybody else has to come because they can't give up the time.
So Corey LaJoy is on pit road. Truex is on pit road right now. He has left his pit box, now getting back up to 45 miles per hour and getting ready to return to the fight in turn one.
I did note Kyle Busch came in on his pit stop. He wasn't running well anyway. He overshot the pit, had to back up. That cold probably cost him a good 5 seconds.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, anything that you were going to gain from trying to pit early, that's all gone now. So that's going to put him behind. And honestly, it's going to put him in a way more worse spot of going a lap down. So he's going to have to fight hard here.
So when this cycles out, it looks like Christopher Bell will retain the lead. Denny Hamlin's about 8 car lengths back. You talked about Kyle Busch. He is now going to be in danger at some point of going a lap down, as Cole Custer talked about, as we go back down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brad Gillick.
Tyler Reddick brings his Monster Toyota into the pit box service with the crew of Billy Scott. A quick right side tire change there on the left side right now. Just topping off with Sunoco fuel. Wendy Venturi.
William Byron is in for 4 tires and fuel. He said he was trying to stay as clean as possible with the air, get his nose clean out there. William Byron in on lap 45. So we will document how everybody's kind of spread out on these green flag pit stops.
Michael McDowell is coming out of turn number 4. Looks like he will inherit the lead, become the 5th different leader early on here in the Ally 400.
So McDowell hopscotch his way to the front. Some of the cars that have not pitted. Michael McDowell has not been on pit road. Joey Logano, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Daniel Hemric. None of those cars have been on pit road, along with John Hunter Nemechek. But eventually they're going to have to come in and everybody cycles back around. And Mark, like, to your credit, I still think it's going to be Christopher Bell in the lead when this is all done.
They are clearly the top 2 cars early in this race. And Christopher Bell coming off that dramatic win a week ago at New Hampshire. Doug, we've talked about this several times this week. We talked about it yesterday. What a great step forward a week ago at New Hampshire. We knew we could start races on the wet weather tires that Goodyear has put together, but between Goodyear, NASCAR, the folks at New Hampshire, SMI, to finish a race like that was very dramatic, and what a step forward for NASCAR, and what a finish we saw a week ago.
Cole, what did you think about what you saw out there, especially the wet weather tire part of that race?
Man, I'd like to see us get more aggressive with it. You know, I think it's put on good racing. I think it's been pretty predictable. It hasn't wrecked a lot of race cars or anything. So I think there can be a lot of that in the future, and hopefully we'll see a lot more races getting finished because of that.
I felt like it was super entertaining. Even though they might have been going a lot slower, I didn't care. Couple of times that were 5 wide. It was pretty good stuff. Right now, Michael McDowell has yet to pit, along with Logano, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Daniel Hemric, Todd Gilliland. Christopher Bell is 6th. He is the highest position car of those that have already made their pit stops.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-541-0224. 800-541-0224. 800-541-0224. That's 800-541-0224.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com and get started today. From Nashville Super Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You got
gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Race leader Christopher Bell in a lot of lap traffic here, Pat Patterson.
Yeah, he's trying to dodge it as best he can, and with good reason. He got Denny Hamlin about to catch up with him.
So right now, when things cycle through, Bell indeed will be on the point. McDowell, Logano, Stenhouse, Hamrick have not pitted yet, but Rob, Mr. Bell and Mr. Hamlin have some friends over there in turn two.
Yeah, first up for Bell will be Chase Briscoe. He doesn't want to go a lap down this early. Bypassing him easily as Bell, and he'll now set his sights on Daniel Hemric.
Yeah, Hemric right in front of him. He also has a lot of traffic in front of him as well. Here's Christopher Bell using the top side of the racetrack to try to catch up and pass some more.
So we have four cars that have yet to pit, and Bell is drawing close to all of those. They are McDowell, Logano, Stenhouse, and Hemric.
We'll watch Bell into turn number one once again because he's going to become the leader ultimately. Just two cars in front of him is a side-by-side battle between Daniel Suarez and Kyle Busch fighting to stay on the lead lap.
Bell picks up the spot over Hemric now to put him a lap down, and he'll go to work on Kyle Busch, who's trying right now to hang on to Daniel Suarez off four.
As they work their way out of turn four, they split Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Suarez on the bottom, and Busch on the top side.
Wow, Christopher Bell is simply rolling like crazy. He'll now go to the bottom of the racetrack in order to get another car, and when he does that, he still has Suarez and Kyle Busch running side-by-side to contend with.
Yeah, and I don't think Hamlin's getting quite as good a brakes on the traffic right now. He dropped back a little bit. Now he's really going to have to deal with some more traffic. Here's the leader trying to close in on Kyle Busch and Daniel Suarez.
Watching right now, and is Michael McDowell still technically the race leader? Then Logano in second, Stenhouse in third. Christopher Bell is riding fourth, but as Rob Albright said, it's just a matter of time and momentum until Bell cycles around. Cole Custer, Christopher Bell, the hottest guy in NASCAR right now. He won the Coca-Cola 600. He turned around and won New Hampshire, and he looks like he's got the best car here today. When things are going your way, you get Big Mo on your side, a lot can happen.
For sure. I mean, it's a confidence sport. If you're able to really carry some confidence from other weekends, you have a great feel for your week, for your race car week in and week out, you can really make some stuff happen. And he's slicing and dicing through this lap traffic. I mean, I thought it'd be a little bit tougher for him, but he's able to make quick work of them.
He has worked his way around Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and now so has, I believe, Denny Hamlin.
Hamlin's in a three-wide battle, Mark, going into turn number four. He's been trying to tiptoe through all of this slalom in front of him. He had to back out of it right there for a second.
Yeah, he came out of the throttle for sure.
Yeah, John Hunter Nemechek on the bottom, on the outside, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., they put on the squeeze. Now Hamlin has broke free of that, works his way back to one.
Denny Hamlin has used the bottom lane, working around lap traffic as best he could. Christopher Bell has gone to the top or the bottom or the middle or wherever there's a hole, or if there wasn't one, he's made one.
Yeah, now Hamlin has got an opportunity to try to make up some ground. He'll get up now and catch Daniel Hemric midway through three and four as Bell is just now exiting four.
Bell looking really stout right now. We're still waiting for Michael McDowell and Joey Logano to make their scheduled pit stops. Let's go down to Brad Gillies.
You guys were just talking about Denny Hamlin, the pole winner for this race. I can tell you he's pretty happy with his car right now. He's trying to chase down teammate Christopher Bell. Jumped on the radio, told his crew chief Chris Gapehart the car is much better now than it was the first run. Hamlin is hoping to be able to retake the lead. To do it, though, he's going to have to pass a teammate.
So right now, you have McDowell the leader. Logano in the second spot. Only 0.7 seconds separate them. Then back to Christopher Bell, who has made a pit stop. He is 6.7. Hamlin has just moved ahead of Hemric to move into the fourth spot. So Bell and Hamlin, as we've talked about, will cycle back to the first and second spots as soon as Michael McDowell and Joey Logano make their pit stops. But, Doug, it doesn't look like they're going to do that anytime soon.
They're hanging out for a while. Let's put this in perspective. Daniel Hemric has stayed out. He did not make a pit stop. And right now, he is riding fifth. That's how good Christopher Bell is, that he's able to go ahead and lap cars that have not made pit stops yet, and he's already done that.
So, again, a good speed. And as I'm watching Christopher Bell, Cole, he can kind of go where he wants. When he reaches the traffic, Denny Hamlin is running better, but Bell's the only guy that has proven he can go bottom, middle, or top when he gets to that slower traffic.
Yeah, I mean, he can move around the track so good. You can see him every single lap. He's running somewhere different, whether it's the bottom, the middle, or the top of the racetrack. So when you have a car that can move around that good, it makes passing lap cars that much easier.
Mark, it sounds like Joey Logano will come to the pit road the next time by, so he's finally going to give into the inevitable and give up his second place spot.
Both McDowell and Logano in bright yellow Fords, and Logano indeed is on the binders. A little bit of a swerve as he gets down to the 45 mile per hour speed limit. He's making his stop. Let's go to Brad Gilley.
Paul Wolf kept Joey Logano out as long as he felt comfortable. He's bringing his Pennzoil Mustang now to the service of that crew with Team Penske. Logano makes the left turn, slides it into his pit box. This is going to be a four tire change. They are going to top him off with Sunoco race fuel. A little bit of a hiccup on the right side. The second hand of Sunoco's going in, and they're going to leave it in. Joey Logano goes on the jack, gets as much fuel in as he could.
Michael McDowell will stay out at least one more lap in that Love's Travel Stop Ford number 34. Robbie's in front of you.
Yeah, and he's closing in on 100 miles. I'm not sure how far you can go on fuel, but without any caution, certainly he's got to be nearing the end of his fuel. He's still about a straightaway ahead of the Christopher Bell machine.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to make it around without a problem if he does actually hit the pit road this time. He begins to slow that car down, so that's exactly what he's going to do.
Well, one more time, Pat. He slowed down a little bit, but he bypasses the entrance to pit road. Cole Custer, what's the play here? Why have they elected to stay out way beyond just about everybody else?
Well, the fuel window is about probably 75, 80 laps. So what they might be trying to do here is really run it long and then take four tires, and then you're going to go a lap down, but you're going to stay out at the stage break and then try and get your lap back. So it's just trying to work that strategy to stay on the lead lap. They're trying to get really methodical with it here.
So McDowell, play.
He again bypasses pit lane. So as he comes across the stripe, 67 laps go up on the board, 23 laps to go here in stage number one. The first stage is 90 laps today. The second stage is 95. Back down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brad Gilley.
I can tell you that Cole Custer is thinking the exact same thing right now that Travis Peterson, the crew chief for Michael McDowell, is thinking. Peterson told McDowell, just keep doing what you're doing, hitting your marks. When we cycle through, we should be cycling in at the tail end of the lead lap. Of course, he's going to have much fresher tires than the rest of the field out there, and they are definitely hoping for a lead lap finish here in stage one.
Well, that's why we have Cole up here with us, by the way. Rob, I'm watching right now who the would-be race leader would be, and that's Christopher Bell. Denny Hamlin staying within arm's length of him.
Yeah, he definitely is, and I'm thinking that maybe Bell has used up more tires going all over the racetrack to make those passes. Pat, you can weigh in on that as well, where Hamlin was a little bit more patient picking his way through traffic.
Yeah, it could be, but right now you're right. Hamlin has closed it down considerably as Bell will catch some more lap traffic.
So again, across the stripe, the leader goes. We have 21 to go here in stage number one. Michael McDowell still hanging out at the front of the pack. When he pits, of course, that'll recycle Bell to the front with Denny Hamlin in the second spot. We'll give you a full field rundown in just a moment when we return to Nashville Super Speedway.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Why must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO, great service without all the drama.
19 laps to go here in stage one at Nashville Super Speedway. Michael McDowell is the race leader. He is yet to pick. Christopher Bell is second. A second behind him is Denny Hamlin. Fourth is Kyle Larson. Tyler Reddick rides fifth at Nashville Super Speedway in the Ally 400. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
With 16 laps to go here in stage one, Joey Logano and Daniel Suarez are at the back end of the lead lap cars, but they are in danger right now as they are being stalked here as they move toward the front by Christopher Bell, Rob Albright.
And all of them are closing up on race leader Michael McDowell, who over the last several laps has slowed pretty significantly. Now the leader is just about a dozen car lengths ahead of these other drivers trying to stay on the tail end of the lead lap. Christopher Bell right on the back bumper of Priest.
You really got to give it to the guys that are in front of them. They're really doing a good job of hanging on to those positions as long as they have. Midway through three and four, once again, going after Ryan Preece, here comes Christopher Bell.
Michael McDowell still has not pitted. His speed now 0.7 of a second slower than Christopher Bell. He's back in one.
Right behind him, Joey Logano will dive to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll try to get around Daniel Suarez, and if he does, that will give him a little bit of breathing room before Christopher Bell, who still has not cleared Ryan Preece.
Yeah, and of note, Denny Hamlin really hasn't closed in much more, and so therefore Bell not being slowed too much. But right now, they're getting all bunched up in front of him because they know the leader's coming, and I think McDowell now will take his car to the pit road.
Michael McDowell dives onto the pit road. That will surrender the lead in real time to Christopher Bell. Over to Brad Gillies.
Boy, Travis Peterson a little bit nervous up on the pit box as he held Michael McDowell out one extra lap. The reason why, Justin Haley is hitting in the stall right behind them, and Haley came in on the lap that they wanted to bring McDowell in, so they had to keep him out. He slides his love forward into the pit stall right now. Crew goes to work on the right side. They only need to give him enough Sunoco fuel to get him to the end of the stage. Left side tires are going in. They're putting in a second can of Sunoco fuel. They're going to wait to fill him up. Michael McDowell, four tires, he is down and away. We'll see if he can hang on to the lead lap.
And I believe we see just behind him his teammate Todd Gilliland has also brought his car in. So the Front Row Motorsports teams, it looks like, both on the same pit road strategy. And we'll wait for Michael McDowell to come by one more time. We'll see how things will settle out. We do know that Christopher Bell has inherited the lead again. Denny Hamlin, though, is hot on his trail as they close in on Ryan Preece at the start-finish line. Hamlin closing in on Bell.
Bell has trailed Preece for four successive laps without an aggressive move to get around him. Now he'll drop to the bottom. Preece will battle back on the middle groove of the racetrack. Hamlin just two car lengths back of Bell.
Give it to Ryan Preece. He also is not going to go quietly here as he hammers down as hard as he can into turn three. Here goes Bell. Looks underneath. Can't get to the bumper. Hamlin right behind him. Now Bell will try to use the bottom of the racetrack, but Preece is not letting go.
All right, let's at least give you a quick top 20 leaderboard here. It's Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson in third. Fourth is Reddick. Keselowski fifth. Gibbs rides sixth. Byron is seventh. Eighth goes to Buescher. Truex Jr. is ninth, and 10th is Bubba Wallace.
Chase Elliott's 11th. 12th is Josh Berry. Then 13th, Alex Bowman. Ryan Blaney, 14th. 15th is Ross Chastain. 16th is Austin Cindric. Noah Gregson, 17th. 18th is Austin Dillon. Carson Hocevar, 19th. And 20th is Corey LaJoie.
Harrison Burton is 21st. 22nd will belong to Corey Heim. 23rd, Logano. Daniel Suarez is 24th. And that's all the cars on the lead lap. The first car one lap down is Ryan Preece. Kyle Busch is 26th. He's also one lap down. Bring home a cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, and all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
After Michael McDowell led 31 laps, he's now being scored minus one lap in the 29th position. And as Cole Custer has theorized, he will stay out here at the end of stage number one, take the wave around back to the lead lap after pitting Soleil here in stage one.
Watching this all play out here, and Denny Hamlin, Pat Patterson, has not been able to really close the gap on the race leader here. It's been about six car lengths the whole time from Bell back to Hamlin.
Yeah, he's got the 51 in between there with Justin Haley. Right now, though, it's the leader who can't get around that 41 of Preece.
As we are also watching a little farther back, Ty Gibbs has got around Brad Keselowski, now going after Kyle Larson. This is a fight for third place.
Ty Gibbs is very strong at this juncture in the race. We'll go back up front. That is where Christopher Bell now has fallen in behind Ryan Preece. He was door-to-door, Pat. He simply cannot get around that machine.
Yeah, Preece is driving awful hard now, and he can be a hard guy to pass in any race that he's in right now. Preece still out in front of the leader. Hamlin not able to get around his problem either in front of him.
Six laps to go, and you were saying just a moment ago that Justin Haley is not going to get out of the way because he wants to stay at least one lap down.
Yeah, I mean, he's two laps down, and he's running 36, but he's going to fight as hard as he can to get his lap back here with the 20, because then he can take the wave at the end of the stage and get his lap back to be on the lead lap. So, and Christopher Bell finally able to get by Ryan Preece. They were pretty much beating doors down the straightaways trying to get by him. So everybody's out here getting all they can get to stay on the lead lap.
Ryan Preece has used the car of Chad Fincham sort of as a pick to get by Ryan Preece. So Preece scored the first car on the one lap down lane right now in 25th as the leaders work their way out of a turn number two down the back straightaway, watching Ty Gibbs again go after Kyle Larson for third.
Yeah, watching that battle as they go down the straightaway there. Watching Preece again. Now he's going to be the car that Hamlin's going to have to deal with over here in three and four, all four.
With all that wrangling with the lap cars and everything, it looks like that Denny Hamlin has lost some real estate. He was within three car lengths. It's a good 10 right now.
To continue to watch this battle up front, and Denny Hamlin still has not even gotten close to the car of Ryan Preece. He can hang in there because the next car lap down is Kyle Busch, and Pat, he's half a straightaway back of Ryan Preece.
Yeah, he's got a ways before he has to worry about that. Right now, once again, as Cole pointed out a minute ago, the 51 has no reason to get out of the way here, Haley, and the leader will tuck right in behind him.
Need to mention it's Tyler Reddick, not Ty Gibbs, trying to track down Kyle Larson. Gibbs and Reddick switched Monster Energy paint schemes this week. Reddick again trying to get Larson in turn one.
Tyler Reddick will go a lane up from Kyle Larson. Larson will get down to the yellow line on the bottom of the racetrack. Reddick will go up, not any racing room. Four car lengths back of Reddick is the machine of Brad Keselowski.
Yeah, nowhere to go there. He'll fall right in behind Larson as he works his way down into the corner. Meanwhile, watching back up front, Denny Hamlin's got the same fight that Bell just had with Preece.
Ryan Preece is not going to get out of the way. Right now, he is the first car one lap down. If he can hold that spot for a couple of more laps, he'll be back on the lead.
Yeah, he doesn't have to worry about Kyle Busch. He's the next car one lap down. He's at least 20 car lengths behind. Off turn two, Christopher Bell over Hamlin by five car lengths.
Now, Bell will stay right in, tucked in behind Haley as they work their way down into the corner. Daniel Suarez, the next car that Bell will have to deal with. Once again, here's Hamlin. He's almost got it done on Preece, but not.
As they come down to the stripe, one lap to go in stage number one. Christopher Bell will lead them back to one.
And he seems to have rolled out of the throttle ever so slightly as Haley now has a little bit of distance between himself and the race leader as they charge off turn two.
Down the backstretch, that is where Christopher Bell will go now, midway down that way as he works his way down into turn number three. Great run for Chris Bell this afternoon already. Middle of three and four stands back up on the gas and heads to the stripe.
Lap 90 will demark the end of stage one, and that will go to Christopher Bell. Teammate Denny Hamlin will ride in there in the second spot. Then it's Kyle Larson, Tyler Reddick, Brad Keselowski with a pretty good run. Ty Gibbs is sixth. William Byron will take home seven, followed by Chris Buescher, Martin Truex Jr., and Bubba Wallace. Stage one was brought to you by eBay Motors. eBay guaranteed fit, brake, headlights, and all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Stage one in the books from Nashville Super Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durant.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
We're back at Nashville Super Speedway, where Christopher Bell has won stage one of the Ally 400. For Christopher Bell, his eighth stage win in 2024, just one less than Kyle Larson, who has nine. The next closest drivers, Tyler Reddick, Denny Hamlin, have three apiece. So it's, again, the second week in a row that Christopher Bell has won the opening stage. And a week ago when he did that, he also went to victory lane.
It's a good time to be Christopher Bell right now as he leads the slow-motion parade down onto the pit lane, and that means we'll be hearing from Wendy Venturini.
Well, we know that Christopher Bell's coming to a stop. I was just talking to their team. He feels pretty good about his race car. Very small adjustments. They are going to hand him two water bottles, I noticed. He said that was pretty exciting right before as they were racing there. He feels pretty good in open air, a little bit free on turn four, and also into one. Also, four tires for Kyle Larson. Chase Elliott says he likes his car pretty good. He just feels like he's overdriving it a little bit too much and has a brake shake, Brad Gilley.
Denny Hamlin's already gone. He had a lightning-fast pit stop, might have even won coming off the line, but wouldn't let Mark and Doug give us that. Said his car was better, but still a little bit tight, having to battle the race car out there. Tyler Reddick, who finished fourth, just needed a small adjustment from crew chief Billy Scott to help with some long-run speed.
Brad, indeed, Denny Hamlin snuck out just ahead of Christopher Bell. Kyle Larson was third off the pit lane, followed by Tyler Reddick. Brad Keselowski fifth, followed by Ty Gibbs. William Byron up 13 with a two-tire change. Joey Logano eighth, ninth Chris Buescher, and tenth off the pit lane was Martin Truex Jr. Another break, and we come back to beautiful Nashville Super Speedway.
Napa! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!
Welcome to the land of the free, where we pledge allegiance to the flag, salute the heroes of old, and raise a cup to the new gladiators who dare take on the last great Coliseum. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race. NASCAR Weekend returns to Bristol Motor Speedway September 19th through 21st. Get a weekend package and see Dale Jr. race on Friday. There's no place like Bristol. It's not just a race. It's Bristol, baby.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Well, make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com today to get started. When we come back, we'll get the green flag for stage number two in the Ally 400, and you're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
For Bell, we'll give you a full field rundown after we hear from Brad Gilley.
Race leader Denny Hamlin is having some voltage issues in his car. Once we went to the caution for the end of the stage, he and Chris Gabehart were talking about what the alternator was reading. Gabehart had him do several things, from turning radiator fans on and off, giving him the different readings, to cycling his alternator light as well. Right now, Hamlin under low RPM has a red light flashing in his car, signaling low voltage. The other thing Hamlin's having to do is cycle on and off his cool suit. Gabehart told him he could turn it back on for now, but if the light comes back on, he's going to have to run without the cool suit.
The one-to-go signal has been given by NASCAR starter Greg Harris. We're about to go racing in stage number two. Denny Hamlin, your leader. Christopher Bell, second. Kyle Larson, third. Tyler Reddick is fourth. Brad Keselowski, fifth. Ty Gibbs, sixth. Seventh, William Byron. Eighth, Joey Logano. Ninth, Chris Buescher. Tenth, Martin Truex Jr.
11th belongs to Bubba Wallace. Elliott is 12th. Josh Berry, 13th. Blaney is 14th. 15th to Chastain. Noah Gregson, 16th. Austin Dillon, 17th. 18th is Bowman. LaJoy rides 19th. And 20th to Cindric.
21st, Daniel Suarez, then Harrison Burton, 22nd, Corey Heim, 23rd, Carson Hocevar, 24th, and Ryan Preece, 25th, 26th, Chase Briscoe, Michael McDowell, 27th, 28th, Daniel Hemric, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 29th, 30th, Todd Gilliland, and Justin Haley is 31st, the last car on the lead lap, minus one in 32nd. Eric Jones.
The rest of the field will be Riley Herbst. Kyle Busch is minus one. He is back in 34th. And it's A.J. Allmendinger, Zane Smith, John Hunter Nemechek, and Chad Fincham. Six laps down. The leaderboard brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
crowd is back on its feet at Nashville Super Speedway as Denny Hamlin leads Christopher Bell into the Geico restart zone. Green flag is out, and Hamlin is out of there in a hurry. He'll lead the pack to one.
Good jump for Hamlin means it's a side-by-side tussle for the second position, but that won't last long. Bell will clear the car of Kyle Larson. Larson now must deal with Tyler Reddick. And Bell will set his sights on Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin has the advantage now down the backstretch and into turn three by a half a car length over the 20 of Christopher Bell. That's the way they're going to run and race off turn four.
Hamlin had a great exit off of four, pulled away a little bit from Bell. Bell back to second. The race is going to be for third. Tyler Reddick down on the bottom. The Chevy of Kyle Larson up on top.
And as it was at the initial start, back in the pack, three wide, Chase Elliott going to the top side of Logano. Let's go back up front. Hamlin's advantage over Bell. Three car lengths, four more to a side-by-side fight for third.
Yeah, that battle goes on into turn at number three. Ty Gibbs wants to get in the middle of it as well. It's Reddick on the bottom, Larson to the outside, and it looks to the outside is Ty Gibbs.
Gibbs trying to go around Kyle Larson. Behind him, Martin Truex Jr., who has jumped four spots in two laps after this restart. Gibbs goes around Larson. Now he falls back into the clutches of Truex.
Martin Truex Jr. qualified poorly, but he's got a strong race car. He'll work to the outside of Larson. Larson will clear him, however, off of turn two.
Down the backstretch once again. Denny Hamlin out by about five car lengths in front of Chris Bell, racing into the bottom of turns three. It's another seven or eight lengths back to Tyler Reddick, and then you have Ty Gibbs off four.
Five of the top six cars, Toyotas. It's Denny Hamlin riding next in line, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, Ty Gibbs, the lone Chevy in that group, Kyle Larson in fifth.
And the lone Ford in the sixth position, that is Brad Keselowski, but he's about to relinquish that as Martin Truex Jr. will take a peek to the outside. Keselowski slips up in front of him, but Truex is coming.
Yeah, I don't know if Truex was too fond of that move right there because he had a pretty good run. Now Keselowski will go to the high side of the racetrack. Truex can't quite get to his bumper here off of turn number four.
So with Keselowski getting around Truex, move him up to the fifth position. He'll now set his sights on Kyle Larson as they work their way back to the banking in turn one.
Brad Keselowski has not fared well at Nashville in three previous starts, but he's had a good run so far today. He'll work the top side quietly just outside the top five. He's right behind Larson.
A little bit further back watching, Chase Elliott dealing with Bubba Wallace right now. Those two cars were side by side just a minute ago. They raced nose to tail through the middle of three and four.
Elliott got the better of that battle. He'll take over the 10th spot, so that's the back end of the top 10. Cole Custer, nice enough to be here with us today. Cole, what have you seen since we've restarted the race here on stage two?
Well, they're still fighting hard. I mean, I think you have some guys on some different strategies here with the 22. He took two tires. He's hanging on okay. But these guys, they are getting all they can get on these restarts to try and get as much track position as they can.
Chris Buescher right now is holding down the 11th spot, but he's got some company. Ross Chastain is there. So is Ryan Blaney. They're trying to catch up to Bubba Wallace as they flash across the stripe and head back to turn number one.
Defending race winner Chastain and defending champion Blaney door-to-door into turn number one. They both started deep in the field just outside the top 10. Way up high in turn two goes Chastain, opens the inside lane, and there to jump on it and capitalize is Blaney.
Now Blaney picks up that spot. Now he'll set his sights on getting back up here and dealing with Buescher. Buescher rides right behind Bubba Wallace midway through three and four. Those cars tracking hard here off turn number four.
Cole, I feel like all day long I've seen Bubba Wallace and Chase Elliott almost occupying the same ground. Have you ever had that happen where it seems like the entire race you're battling the same guy?
For sure. I mean, you have those days where you're about the same speed as that guy all day and you're just grinding it out with each other, trying to get that one spot better. And you know, Bubba Wallace, we've said it before, he's fighting for all he can get right here to get some points because he's got to make the playoffs here. So he's really trying to get all he can get.
Again, came in 13 below the cut line. He has gained 14 positions in this race, but right now in danger of losing a spot as Chris Buescher puts on some heat in turn one.
Bubba got to that 12th spot pretty early on in this race and is kind of stagnated right there. He's two car lengths ahead of Buescher. Buescher will try to find clean air as he goes to the top of the racetrack off turn two.
Chris Buescher got a pretty good exit down there in two, and he'll pull within a half a car length of Bubba. Can he keep the momentum up and find a place to go? Not really. really, he's really blocked. He wants the same line that Bubba runs.
Watching right now, Martin Truex Jr. setting his sights on Brad Keselowski. That's going to be a battle here for the sixth spot.
Truex took one shot, didn't get it done, fell back a couple of car lengths, regrouped, and now he'll go at it one more time. A car width and a half above the line in turn two, being utilized by the guy right in front, Brad Keselowski.
Now these Toyotas are really running well. Keselowski representing the Ford brand pretty good here as they get into turn number three. Truex trying to close down on that spot. Can't make his car stick at the bottom of the racetrack. Let's it drift up on four.
Yeah, Truex washed up the racetrack just a bit. That will cost him some ground. Again, looking a little farther back. Hot spot. Chris Buescher has 11th. Blaney trying to wrestle it away.
Chris Buescher, Ryan Blaney going at it in turn number one. Buescher will go to the bottom. He's been running a groove and a half higher than he is, but that's where Blaney is. So Buescher will slide up the racetrack off turn two and enjoy a two-car length advantage.
Yeah, I was just watching a minute ago right behind those guys, Austin Dillon, Josh Berry. They were at it pretty hard there as they enter into turn three and four. Up front, though, Buescher trying to close down on Bubba Wallace.
Let's check in with Wendy Venturini.
Another rough day for Kyle Busch. He's one lap down in 34th. But an interesting thing that happened when he was on pit road that I'm curious to ask Cole Custer about. When he came down pit road, he asked for another set of gloves. So they gave him a fresh set of gloves to Kyle Busch. Now, earlier in the race, he was sideways in 3 and 4. He said it was plowing tight. So are the gloves, Cole, is that for the heat? Did they get wet, or was he just driving the car and he wanted another pair of gloves? Why would a driver request that?
Yeah, I'll be completely honest. I've never asked for a new pair of gloves during a race. So I don't know if I can say exactly what he's feeling, but a guess I have is that he could maybe, it's so hot out and you have a metal shifter in there. It could, if you have like a rubber kind of material on your gloves, it could be melting the glove a little bit. Or he could be sweating so much that it could have gotten the gloves pretty wet. So I really don't know. I've never been in that situation.
Cole, that's great. That's the job I want, where my clothing melts while I'm doing my work. That's pretty incredible here. As we watch this race, it's a little bit strung out right now, but Denny Hamlin has not driven away from Christopher Bell. Bell is hanging in there. He's lurking around about six positions back here as we have completed 110 laps here at the Ally 400.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers. The ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 in Daytona,
then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Today's PRN broadcast from Nashville Super Speedway brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. 23 laps are complete here in stage number two. That still leaves 95 laps to go in this second stage of the Ally 400. Denny Hamlin, your leader. So far today, he's led twice for 37 laps. Christopher Bell is running second. The rest of our top five, Tyler Reddick, Ty Gibbs, and Kyle Larson. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agent's working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
First caution of the day for cause on the racetrack. It's John Hunter Nemechek got spun around here down into the infield grass just shy of the start-finish line. Second yellow of the day. So this is a real blessing for all of those teams that elected to take the wave around and go out and get their lap back. This is what they were hoping for.
It kind of gets them back on an even scale as far as tires and fuel, right?
For sure. I mean, this puts them right back in the game. You know, that gamble that they took in the first stage, getting back on the lead lap, now they're right back in the game, hopefully able to make up some spots and on the lead lap.
So what looked like a Hail Mary for guys like Michael McDowell and Joey Logano has worked out, as again, this is just our second yellow flag of the Ally 400, the first time we've had it because of a problem on the track. Pit road is open. Denny Hamlin leads the field back onto pit lane. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
I'm about 3 feet away from Cliff Daniels. He's on pit wall because he helps with the pit stops. He just called Kansas City Chiefs on the radio. We're going to see what that means. It looks like